007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, we are starting with a story of pirating, but this is far from Captain Phillips.
That's for sure. Yeah, it's one of the biggest problems, I suppose, that, you know, dogs the likes of the film business, the TV business, and of course, the music business as well. Pirated movies, because the American film market is taking place at the moment in the States, there was a report out that listed the top 400 most pirated movies of about 3,000 titles that were released at the market last year. Top of the list, Elysium, that movie.
Really?
It seems, yeah, it's surprising actually, yeah. List, because there's some of the movies you wouldn't have thought would have been big sort of download popular ones, but 161,000 times a day, they reckoned,
wow,
that was downloaded. Steven Soderbergh's Side Effects came in second place, much further down, 48,000 downloads a day. So it's a big problem. In that list,
it really is.
You had Two Guns, The World's End, Red 2, Safe Haven. They're the type of movies that seem to be pirated the most. But, you know, think of all that revenue, 161,000 times a day.
It's a constant problem, isn't it?
Is.
I don't know how they're going to get around it, you know.
I don't know if they can,
yeah,
to be perfectly honest. I mean, that's why 3D, of course, was so popular when they released it. Nobody could actually,
no,
you know, copy it to the same degree. But, you know, it's going to go on. It's going to go on,
is.
And they have to find new ways of trying to stop it,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Okay, you have news of a documentary maker for us?
Well, documentary maker, he's a very popular documentary maker, and he was also an actor, because you will remember him as one of the stars. He wasn't Keanu Reeves in Bill and Ted,
okay,
Alex Winter.
Yeah.
And he did a documentary on Napster. It was a very popular documentary. Now he's going to do one on Bitcoin. This is another online company. He plans to do a Kickstarter campaign to fund the project called Deep Web, The Untold Story of Bitcoin and the Silk Road. Now, it was introduced in 2008. It's what you'd classify as a peer-to-peer digital currency sort of company, and they charge very low transaction fees. Anyway, one of the sites that used it was Silk Road, because, you know, a lot of the digital black market stuff would go through it, because it wasn't like PayPal or anything like that.
Exactly.
Where it was obvious. Now, Silk Road was kind of nicknamed the Amazon of illegal drugs. That's what was been sold on it. So I think there's a foundation there for really good documentary, looking at this site, looking at the site then that sold very dodgy materials through it. And as I said, he already tackled Napster as a good documentary subject, and I think Bitcoin is going to make a good one as well.
We'll keep an eye on that. Now, Garrett, you mentioned to me earlier on today that we'd be talking about Lake Placid and Anaconda, two of my favourite films, obviously.
Why? I ask why. Well, do you know what? There is a market for this type of thing. I don't know where it is, but it exists and it's very popular. Two creature franchises, as you said, 1997's
creature franchises, I love it.
1997's giant snake feature Anaconda, which saw a National Geographic film crew taken hostage by an insane hunter who's out to capture the world's largest snake. Jennifer Lopez, John Voight, Ice Cube starred in that movie.
In fairness, I shouldn't judge it. I never did see it.
I think your take
am
on
I missing
it
out?
Be, no, I don't think so. I did see Lake Placid
from
1999, a cast that included Bridget Fonda, Bill Pullman and Brendan Gleeson.
You see, we had to watch it because Brendan Gleeson was in it.
We did, yeah. Well, the plan is that these actually have been quite big earners, because they were made for relatively tight budgets, and, you know, in that type of genre movie, they tend to be quite successful.
They become kind of cultish, don't they?
They do,
yeah.
And they had a couple of spin-offs, but now that their rights have concluded at one company, they've decided, why not bring the two franchises together?
Well, why not? Hey.
And make a micro-budget feature. It's going to start shooting in early December in Bulgaria, and it will be Lake Placid versus Anaconda. Why, oh,
fantastic. I just love that you bring us this kind of news.
I know, yeah,
you've made my
news,
day.
The best news.
Now, we've been talking Oscars for a while because, of course, post things like the Toronto Film Festival, there's the buzz starts, doesn't it?
Yeah,
so what is the latest? How's it looking?
Now the animated feature film is kind of the latest news from this week, because 19 movies are now what's on what's known as the long list. Mm. That's the submitted films that are going to be considered for a nomination. Now, what can happen is you could have a minimum of 2 films or maybe a maximum of 5 nominated. So from that list, we've got a good selection. I mean, Monsters University, Despicable Me 2, the likes of Frozen and The Wind Rises are in there as well. We haven't seen those yet, but familiar ones like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, yeah, 2, The Croods, Planes, Turbo, they're all there. And I suppose, I mean, Pixar have dominated this category,
yeah, they really
for the
have.
Last number of years. They won last year for Brave. They've taken 5 of the last 6 Oscar trophies, so you wouldn't like to be fancying your chances against them. The 86th Academy Award nominations are going to be announced on January 16th, so we've a little bit more time with the speculation in all the categories. And the awards themselves take place on March 2nd.
And of Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen is presenting this year.
Yeah, I think she'll be good. Now, what's happening with The Jungle Book?
Jon Favreau has been announced that he's in negotiations with Disney to take on a new adaptation of the 1894 Kipling novel. It's a priority project, I believe, for Disney. They're looking to do it. They've got Justin Marks, who is the scriptwriter of The Raven, is going to be turning in a draft shortly, and the studio hopes to get it into production next year.
It's an interesting project for Jon Favreau, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, he did the first 2 Iron Man films.
Yeah.
He has this indie movie, Chef, as well, that's, you know, getting a lot of buzz. And it is. It's an interesting one for him. 1967, we had the animated film, of course, and 1994, the live-action feature, which was helmed by Stephen Sommers. The book is in public domain, but Disney are going to go ahead with it, and as yet, they've not yet set producers. They are working, actually, on another interesting project, which I thought looked good, which is called Magic Kingdom, which is where the theme park comes to life.
Ooh,
doesn't that sound curious?
That sounds like fun.
Kind of like Night at the Museum type of
film. Yeah, exactly.
So, there you go, that's Disney.
Okay, some TV news for us. Ed Burns.
Ed Burns, you would know him from the likes of Saving Private Ryan. He, of course, directed movies like The Brothers McMullen.
Yep.
That sort of launched him and stuff. He's a regular on the TNT series Mob City, but he's actually landed a bit of a deal now himself because he's got a pilot order for a project called Public Morals, which he's going to write, direct and star in, and it's going to be executive produced by the likes of Steven Spielberg. Nothing wrong with that at all. It's set in 1967 in New York City's Public Morals Division, where cops walk the line between morality and criminality as the temptations that comes from dealing with all kinds of vice can get the better of them. He's going to play a cop called Terry Muldoon, who knows the line between the good guys and, of course, between the bad guys, that it can be quite thin, and he's determined to raise his sons to be honest and hardworking. He's kind of working from a bit of family history here because his father worked as an NYPD cop during the 1960s. But it is his first step into sort of TV territory.
It is, I suppose, yeah.
Looking after it. And, you know, he's a champion of sort of low-budget filmmaking as well, that he may. But
as we've been saying, TV is the place to be at the moment.
TV is the place to be. And, you know, we were hearing as well that they're going to remake Roots over at the History Channel. So there's a lot going on in the TV spectrum. An awful lot.
Do you know, I was only talking about Roots the other day because I remember watching it and it's really dated now. They started showing it again recently and actually it could do with a remake. It could be really good because it was a superb story.
Yeah, and they're not going to do the 12 hours that they did originally. It's going to be about 8, they said.
Oh.
So, yeah, History Channel.
Could be very good. Very good. Now, Motley Crue.
Motley Crue, they had a book out in 2001 which was called The Dearth, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band. They were just that. But it looks like it's going to be turned into a movie. It's kind of one of those things. I mean, there's been an awful lot of documentaries about Motley Crue and their antics and all that type of stuff. And with the book as well, so much is out there in the public domain about their antics. You'd wonder if it can survive a fiction treatment, but it's going to happen. The Bad Grandpa director, Jeff Tremaine, is going to do it. He, of course, was involved with Johnny Knoxville as well in a lot of Jackass stuff. So he's going to turn the book into a film. So watch out for the Motley Crue.
All right, now it's all happening in Cork.
Yes, the Cork Film Festival, the 58th Cork Film Festival, is on at the moment. Of course, a lot of movies, a lot of shorts, workshops and everything there as well. So corkfilmfest.org is where you'll find out all about everything that's on at the Cork Film Festival.
We wish them well with that. Meanwhile, Star Wars news, of course, broke during the week.
You would have heard during the week.
Yeah.
It's your chance if you want to be in a Star Wars movie, because they do have an open call and open auditions, which are due to take place in Dublin. It takes place November 24th from 10:30 to 2:30. They've got specific specifics out there as to what they're looking for in terms of the people that need to be auditioned for it. But yeah, just don't forget about it. It takes place at Filmbase, and you can go on and look it up. UK Open Call on Twitter, at UK Open Call on Twitter, made the announcements. So your chance to be in a Star Wars movie.
Hey, why not?
You won't meet JJ, he won't be there.
All right, trailer watch.
Yeah, this looks like an interesting film. Jason Reitman, of course, based on the novel, but starring Kate Winslet and Josh Brolin. Labour Day is the name of the movie. Yeah, mm-hmm. Very nice cast. Depressed single mom Adele and her son Henry offer a wounded, fearsome man a trip back to their house. And as the police search the town for this escaped convict, the mother and son gradually learn his true story, and you see it all unfold. Check out the trailer. Kate Winslet is always good in movies.
Isn't she?
And Josh Brolin is a good actor as well. So Labour Day is what it's called. We're going to get it about February.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
Now let's go to our new releases. Gravity is the big one with Sandra Bullock and George Clooney.
Yes, and this is a deep space movie, a lot of blackness, a good experience in 3D. Take a listen to this clip, and if you're a little bit claustrophobic, you probably won't like this movie.
You see that dot in the distance? That's a Chinese station.
Yes.
You're going to take the Soyuz and you're going to cruise over there. Chinese lifeboat is a Shenzhou.
I've never flown a Shenzhou.
It doesn't matter. Its re-entry protocol is identical to the Soyuz.
Okay.
You never flown the Soyuz either?
Only a simulator.
Well, and you know.
But I crashed it.
It's a simulator. That's what it's designed for.
Every time. I crash it every time.
You point the damn thing at Earth. It's not rocket science.
Boy, you can just feel the tenseness in that, can't you?
Do you mind if we leave the door of the studio open?
I know, you can literally hear the heartbeat.
It's an experience, you know, this movie. George Clooney and Sandra Bullock starring it. Very, very good performances. So that's the big release this week, Gravity. A lot of people, I'd say, going to see that.
That's the biggie. Let's fly through the other ones.
Alan Leach actually is in this movie. Irish actor Alan Leach in Fear, Driving, Lost and Tormented in the Night. Primal fears of the dark and the unknown give way to fear that you have let the evil in. So a good, scary thriller there. The Broken Circle Breakdown. A couple fall in love at first sight in spite of their differences. He talks and she listens. He's a romantic atheist. She's a religious realist. And when their daughter becomes seriously ill, their love is put on trial. And then we have a movie called For Those in Peril. It's about a young misfit in a remote Scottish community. It's a lone survivor of a strange fishing accident that claimed the lives of five men, including his older brother. And the village blames him for the tragedy. George McKay stars in that.
Okay, your TV movie recommendation, Garrett?
Well, it's a kind of a movie slot, really, a documentary feature slot that started on Sky Atlantic, if you've got that, Tuesday nights and Saturdays as well. They show the same movie each week, but they started with The Crash Reel, really good movie about the snowboarder Kevin Pierce. But this week they're going to show The Act of Killing, and they're going to continue showing really high quality Oscar nominated documentary features. So I just thought I'd point it out to listeners so that, you know, if you have Sky Atlantic and if you like good, solid, big international documentary features, then this slot is worth tuning in for. As I said, Tuesday nights 9 p.m. and Saturdays 11:15, and the next week, The Act of Killing.
Very good. Garrett, thank you very much
indeed. Thank you.